This is Pedaling the Pueblo, a project of Living Streets Alliance, connecting you to bicycle events and news in Tucson. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm your host, Sofia Moraga Franco, Bike Initiatives Coordinator at Living Streets Alliance, and I'm here today with my guest, Denise Aquino, Executive Director at El Grupo, to chat about the organization and its look into the future. Denise, could you introduce yourself for us, please?
So thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. My name is Denise Aquino. I am El Grupo's new executive director, and I am also a new transplant of Tucson, having moved from New York, and I'm really happy to be a part of this episode.
So El Grupo has been a staple in the Tucson community for many years. It began as a bike racing club, then bikepacking was added along with some youth bike clubs and other programming, and now you're hoping to expand that programming beyond your current participants and into other areas of Tucson. This programming that you're talking about with bike clubs specifically, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you hoping to do with that and where?
So we're really hoping to expand it to the schools that are looking for these programs. You know, we're in conversations with a few schools who are looking for this programming, but lack the resources, the instructors, the equipment to deliver this program. So we're fortunate enough to be positioned and would love the support to deliver on these programs to make cycling as accessible, especially for folks who come from the underrepresented backgrounds in cycling.
Mm-hmm. And as a woman and a person of color, why do you think taking bike programming to all these areas of town is so important?
With Tucson being such a big cycling town, I think so many folks know the transformative power of cycling. And imagine if we teach youth the skills to properly navigate roads on a bicycle, imagine how that translates to how they navigate the rest of their life. If they can navigate alongside cars, alongside drivers who come from whatever backgrounds, imagine how that translates to the classroom, and especially for kids who might not take those opportunities, who might not seize those opportunities and take up that space. If they can take up space on the road, then imagine them taking up space everywhere else in the rest of their life.
I'll finish off by asking you just what has been your favorite part about living and biking in Tucson so far?
Well, truly, my favorite part of the day or the week, rather, is just biking alongside the kids. It's so amazing to learn what they're learning. I've never had this education growing up. I've never learned how to fix a flat. I've never learned anything about bike safety in my life, and I'm in my mid-30s now. So to learn this alongside our youth is amazing, and to see them grow, to see them develop in front of my eyes is awesome, and I invite anyone. You should come. I invite anyone to come to our programming and see what it's all about.
This has been an episode of Pedaling the Pueblo with your host, Soph, and guest, Denise. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. To find out more about Pedaling the Pueblo, visit the program page at kxci.org.